Welcome back to Jay in the Morning. Today I got a couple people with me in the studio. We got the famous rapper Brandon back, but other than that, I'm going to let the guys introduce themselves.
Nobo.
Dalton.
Aussie.
David.
Enter.
And in the corner we got
DJ Cap,
the famous rapper. All right, so today we got a little bit of a different topic for you guys. Today we're going to talk about old video games. I personally grew up with a lot of video games in my life. You know, I just kind of spent my time playing on the Wii. So what kind of video games did you guys like growing up?
I honestly, for the first part of my childhood, I used to have a PS2. It was my brother's. And I used to play, like, Battlefront 2 and, like an old Burnout game. They were so fun. I remember playing, like, my entire childhood. And I also had a GameCube. GameCubes were the best thing ever.
I agree. I grew up with the PlayStation 2, and I grew up playing, like, WWE 2007, like, Kirby, stuff like that. It was fun. That was my favorite system ever.
I gotta agree with you, too. The PlayStation 2 was the best. I grew up with the Crash Bandicoot and, like, NASCAR and stuff like that. NASCAR 2006. That was, like, the best game ever. Except Crash. All the Crash Bandicoots that came out with the race one, I think that was the best one. Yeah, Crash Team Racing. That was one of the pretty good ones I like. As he said, Battlefront and GTA 3. Vice City and all that. I thought that was pretty good.
I also had a PS2, and I played Crash Bandicoot with Jack and Dexter. Jack and Dexter is, I think, is kind of dope compared to. Oh yeah, Spyro. And then San Andreas was dope too.
I honestly think one of my favorite games of all time is Vice City, and that's the one I grew up. That's one I remember playing a lot of. You can't swim, and it's kinda, yeah, because there's sharks in there, but there's not really sharks in the waters. Halo. I played a lot of Halo on the PC. Yeah. I never had an Xbox original, but I had it on the PC.
Halo.
Halo Combat Evolved.
All of them on the Xbox 360 were my favorite. Halo Reach was my all-time favorite.
I love Halo Reach. Isn't Halo Reach on the Xbox 360?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
All right, so next question for you guys. It's off a little bit from the video games. Favorite food to go while you're playing video games? You gotta have that one snack that you just gotta go to.
Doritos.
Of course.
Cashews.
What?
So, y'all watch Step Brothers, right?
Of course.
You know when he takes those nachos and he puts a little cheese on it and puts it in the microwave? I'd do it before every time I'd play GTA on the PlayStation 2, or if I was playing bowling on the Wii. Because, you know, you could sit down and just flick your wrist and the ball would go, and you're just You sit down, have a bag of chips and just Mountain Dew and everything, just go at it.
I never sat down while I was playing Wii. Like, every time I could have been one of those lazy people that just sat down. But I was like, what's the point?
Whoa.
What's the point of doing that?
I'll tell you what the point was. It's because I think it would be better just to sit there and not throw your controller at the TV.
It's not the Kinect where you had to stand to play the Kinect.
The Kinect was good, though. I liked that one.
Am I the only one here that doesn't like to eat while they play? I always have to take a break from playing to eat.
You're also the only one that... Yeah. My go-to food is either a nice salad or some pizza rolls.
Salad? And you're making fun of me for cashews and you eat a freaking salad?
Don't diss salads.
Exactly. I mean, I like
then,
salads.
Then you either get like a nice glass of milk or some water. Yeah, that's just...
Milk. What a good boy.
Have you guys ever played like the old Call of Duty, like World at War?
Yes.
Or Call of Duty 3?
I think the World of War was the best Call of Duty, except Call of Duty 4. But what I have to say about that, I think they should bring back those physics of how you could blow off legs and heads and stuff and the arms.
I honestly think the most underrated Call of Duty is Black Ops. I love Black Ops 1.
I liked Black Ops 1. I just think it was, it wasn't balanced. The guns weren't balanced, and neither were the killstreaks. I think Black Ops 2 did a better job at that. With everything.
I think Black Ops, the story mode on Black Ops and the story mode on World War II were really good. Those are probably the last good story modes on Call of Duty.
I feel like they had,
Call of Duty has changed so much, though, from, like, what it used to be. Now it's all like
hashtag
online.
Boots on the ground.
Man, my least favorite Call of Duty game was the one that they came out like last year or something. It was Infinite Warfare. That I got it. It's I hate
Dude,
that one.
Infinite and Advanced Warfare and Black Ops 3. All three of them are just the same game,
exactly.
Like reskinned. Well, exactly. They all suck.
I think Black Ops 3 did a better job. I think that paved a way for a new beginning because Advanced Warfare and Infinite Warfare was kind of garbage. I'm kind of happy, though, they brought Call of Duty 4 back. They remastered it. It's so good.
I honestly think just future in general and video games, it's trash. Like, when it comes to shooters like that, leave that to, like, Halo and stuff. Don't let Call of Duty take
and
that over.
And what sucks is that when 343 Industries took over Halo, now it kind of sucks because Halo 5 Guardians doesn't even have a campaign.
Yeah.
It's just multiplayer now.
I think they should have stopped at 4 because 4 was a really good game for Halo.
Well, I mean, I like the Halo series. I'm glad they keep going with it. But when they take the story mode out and they just leave it in online, it's not fun. Like, exactly. I bought the Halo Edition Xbox One and I was kind of like ready for the campaign and they didn't come out with the campaign. I was like, well, this is trash. But the online's pretty good, too.
All right. One of my next questions has to be, so we went on to food, drinks. I mean, personally, you see the stereotypical, like, bigger gamer-type dude drinking Mountain Dew and eating Doritos in his basement or something like that. Do you guys have, like, a signature drink you like to go with, or just whatever's in the fridge you just snack?
I just drink water. Water, because I don't drink soda. I drink a lot of water whenever I play, and same with, like, coffee or milk.
Dr. Pepper, every time.
Make sure.
Cashews and Dr. Pepper.
God.
I think I'd like to get a Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
There you go. Good choice.
Yeah. Well, I thought they didn't sell it in stores anymore, do they?
No.
Well, then, guess I know. I guess I'm going to have to buy cans of it and just stock up.
a nice glass of milk, like I said before. Either chocolate. Strawberry.
So I have a real question for everyone. What would be your favorite game?
My favorite game of all time.
Your favorite game of all time on any system? Xbox One, PS4, PS3, Xbox 360, Wii.
Any system.
I honestly think, because it's popping right now, my Christian Minecraft server is honestly my favorite.
Did you just really go there?
Yeah.
Minecraft.
No, I'm kidding. My favorite game of all time is probably Vice City.
I'll tell you what, if we're speaking of games kind of around the area of Minecraft, the game Fortnite has recently came out. Ooh. I believe the game is absolutely ridiculously fun for a free game. I mean, it's honestly ridiculous.
Fortnite's free? Yeah. I had no clue. I'd have to say my all-time favorite game would be Halo Reach. It was, like, my all-time favorite.
My all-time favorite game is probably, like, I don't know. I like adventure games, to be honest, like Assassin's Creed.
You ever play Skyrim?
Skyrim. Oh yeah, I love Skyrim.
That game is.
I love Skyrim.
That game is so good. You could get lost in that game for hours.
Elder Scroll is like.
I got that one. I just got that one.
Elder Scroll is so dope.
I'd restart.
I would have to agree with Noah. Halo Reach is pretty good, but I like Fallout. I like Fallout 4. That's a really good game too, but you know, it's hard.
I heard a lot of people hated Fallout 4.
Oh, dude, I love it. It's fun. Like it's like. I don't know, because I've only played, like, one of the other Fallout games, and so it was, like, new for me, but I really liked it.
All right, so when you guys are playing video games, do you guys prefer to go play online, or would you guys play solo and do, like, a campaign or a story, so to say?
I think when it comes to that question, it depends on what the game is. So, like, for instance, Call of Duty, everybody goes to play multiplayer, but for, like, a game like Zelda or something, or Elder Scrolls, that you can only play single player, so, like...
Well, Skyrim is you can play online now with other people, but yeah, but I'd rather play as a single player because like I don't want people messing with me while I'm trying to do stuff, especially in Skyrim, how big the game is. It's an open world game and you're walking and you're finding stuff, fighting off dragons and stuff. I'd rather do that by myself than in.
So talking about like games like Red Dead Redemption, Skyrim, GTA, stuff like that. Are you guys the type of people that look up like how to do stuff and like cheats and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, it all depends on let's go to Skyrim. You're going in a cave and they have these little riddles that you have to do. Like, have you guys ever played the Lego Indiana Jones?
Yes.
Well, there's this one mission where you have to get a secret chest. It's like you have to figure out this really, really long riddle, and it takes hours that you're supposed to do by yourself. Well, I mean, who has the time to really do that?
Yeah.
Dude, that was me every time. I like got like especially like the Lego games like Indiana Jones, like Jurassic Park stuff like that. I would always have to look stuff up like that.
For me, actually, like, I try my hardest to do it, like, one try, not, like, looking up anything, but a lot of times when I was playing Skyrim, it would take me forever to figure out something or to find something, and then I would just have to look it up eventually.
When I was younger, I used to use cheats a lot and stuff like that, but now I've gotten older and stuff, like, the first game that pops in my mind that I've had to use a guide on is probably Legend of Zelda, the newest one, Breath of the Wild. That one, the puzzles on it's pretty hard, so I have to... I had to like look up the guides on that on some of the puzzles.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so another like nostalgic game I used to play when I was little was Star Wars, Lego Star Wars.
The Wii saga.
I played it on the Wii, but it was still really fun. I like unlocked all the characters.
I had it on the DS, but one thing I do remember. Speaking of cheats, I remember on the GameCube I used to have Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to play that, and like there was this one cheat to get Luigi where you had Donkey Kong and Bowser fighting as computers for 24 hours. You kept your console on for 24 hours, and then you unlocked him after you ended the match. I looked it up. Like, I was like, how to get Luigi? Because I didn't have Luigi. I was like, why isn't Luigi on this game? So I like looked up how to do it, and then I was like, do this. And I was like, that's really dumb.
All right. Honestly, I wasn't big into DS. I really didn't play much. Do you guys remember like the original Xbox with like the controllers that had to be connected to it?
Yeah, the Xbox One.
Yeah, the Shrek game. Oh. You guys ever play the Shrek game? Yes. I remember trying to unlock Puss in Boots. You have to beat him in like a fight or whatever, and I had my mom do it for me because I was up in bed crying one night. I couldn't beat it. I tried for like 20 minutes, which seemed like an hour back then, but like I had my mom do it, and the next day she did it, and I hugged her. I've never been more happy with her in my entire life. And that game, to me, I spent hours playing that game. It was ridiculous. I mean, it was just one of the best games, in my opinion.
What game do you guys think you guys will log the most time into? Mine would probably be Oblivion.
How many out? Like, are we talking, like, how long? Like, yeah. Oh, Skyrim for sure. I have 4 days playing on it. Oh. And that was this year.
mine, I don't know. Mine would either be, like, Kirby, like, back in the day. Because, like, I used to play that all the time. Or Madden now, because that's really all I ever play. Like, Madden 17, Madden 16, stuff like that.
For me, for the longest time, I didn't have Xbox Live. Like, I had Silver, so I could get on, like, YouTube and stuff. But I didn't have Gold, so I couldn't play with my friends. And I had stuff like Skyrim. So, Skyrim is, like, one of the top two games I spent the most time in. I got a character up to level 50 and everything, and then it got deleted, and I'm all the way back up to like 45 now on another character. And I have Fallout New Vegas, and I have like two or three characters in that game that I've spent so much time into, and it's kind of sad. But I just didn't have anything else to do at that point. But now I have work and everything, so I can't really put that much time into games anymore. It's
kinda sad. I said Oblivion, but like, you brought up Madden, so that made me think of sports. I would say 2K17, NBA. I've locked so much time into that. I have like four different 80 plus overalls in that game. I just played so much of that game that it's kind of sad how much I've done on that.
I'd have to say for me, it'd probably be Black Ops 2 on the Xbox 360, maybe, or Xbox One. I can't remember when it came out. I prestiged like twice, reset, and then got prestige 3. So I really had no life, and I gained like 20 pounds.
Yeah, I have to go with Modern Warfare 2. I've had so many hours on that game. I was a level 10 prestige all the way. I had everything. But you know, I guess the one thing that I couldn't do was get the last camo for all the pistols. That's the one thing that bothered me before my PS3 just shut down itself and it wouldn't do anything. I couldn't turn it on or anything. Can't even get the disc out of it.
I honestly have never prestiged in a Call of Duty game.
What?
I have always wanted to. I'm probably pretty close in Modern Warfare 3, but I don't even know how far you have to get. But I'm not that into Call of Duty. I'm more into, like, Halo. For some reason, I've just, like, never been so in depth with the Call of Duty games. They just hadn't interested me as much.
When it comes to like Halo, for instance, what do you guys lean more towards? Because the multiplayer is fun and all, but like the single player is so good in it.
The story. Like, yeah. I have to go back to Halo 3. Their story was so good, especially the Flood. I love picking up the dual magnums and just... It was so much fun.
This sounds kind of ridiculous, but the only reason I really played Halo back in the day, my buddy, he was my neighbor, his name's John. I'd go over to his house, we'd play Halo, and he had like a race build up, and we would just race on Halo. It was kind of weird, but...
Oh, that map editor, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the little map editor that you could do, that's all we would do, and then like eventually we'd put down like 100 tanks and just have a tank war. It was pretty fun.
That was definitely the best part about Halo for me. It's like you would make maps and stuff, and you can just race around with your friends and do stuff like that.
I think I played more Forge than I did anything.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because it was my brother's Xbox before I could start playing, so I'd sneak in when he was at school or something because I, you know, different time. I'd go in and play Forge all the time and build stuff, and because I didn't know how to get onto Xbox Live, he had a password, and I was like, you know, testing out the Forge maps and stuff. It was pretty cool.
You guys ever play like Tony Hawk or Skate 3? Skate 3.
I love Skate 3 so much. That game, I actually bought it and downloaded it the other day. I still have a 360, but I downloaded it the other day because I was like, I don't have this game, and I really love it. So I literally just bought it the other day, and I was like, this is the best time of my life right now because I have this game again.
Skate 3 is the best.
I think the only kind of game that, like, I've played was like Tony Hawk something, and you could play...
Yeah, Tony Hawk Underground
for PS2.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, there was this one map where you're in a hangar and you can jump through that. Like you can jump between hangars. Over
yeah, that's Pro Skater.
Over, and I was like, that was the only map I unlocked. And I was like, it kind of got boring after an hour, but it was pretty cool. I just wish they had like, I wish I would have went further in depth with their skate games. You know.
Yeah.
But I think that was the only one I stayed with.
Did you guys ever play the old, on the PS2, like, MTV, not MTV, ATV versus, like, MX?
Yes.
Oh, my God,
that
yes.
was my brother's favorite game. He made me race him every day.
It was so much fun. I was
like, every day I'd get home from school, he's like, you're going to race me. You're going to race me. And I'm like, you're going to win. I don't even know the controls.
The game that came with the PS2 originally was actually called ATV Off-Road Fury 2. Yeah. That is one of my all-time favorite games for PS2. That game was so fun. I don't know why. It's like a very simple ATV game. I guess it's just like the nostalgia of playing that game when I was a kid. It just makes me love that game so much.
Do you guys remember the one game? I don't know the name of it, but like you would try to like wreck and cause as much damage as you can. Like,
Burnout Takedown. Burnout yeah, 3 Takedown. Exactly. I have that. Oh,
I would
my
play
God,
that game
so
all the time. It was so much fun just blowing stuff up. It was ridiculous.
I don't know if you guys ever played it, but you know, like, Dirt 2? Like, did you guys ever play that game?
I've played
it's
it
like
before,
a racing
yeah.
game. That game is so much fun. I used to play that every single day over the summer, like, 2 years ago. It was so much fun.
You guys ever try taking, like, your old games to GameStop, and then they give you, like, 5 cents?
I actually went and bought Destiny a while back. He legit told me, he was like, yeah, we're trading this in for 30 cents. And I bought it for like $4. And I was like, why?
Well,
this
game is so good. You bought Destiny for $4?
Yes, because it was pre-owned, okay. Obviously. But like, it was only like 2 years after it released. So it wasn't even like that old of a game. But it was still like, they traded in for 30 cents and you buy it for $4.
One time I got Destiny for Christmas and you know I was real excited to play it and stuff, and so I brought it back in my room and I turned my Xbox on, I put it in, and I forgot that you have to have Xbox Live to play the game, and so I literally have never played Destiny in my life.
And that's why you get a PS3 and you never had to pay for online games.
Oh, but then if you get the new system, you have
I'm not talking about the new system, I'm talking
you
about
have
PS3.
To pay for both of them now. Yeah. Sony and
but
Microsoft.
back in the day, PS3
oh yeah, better. I had the PS3 for sure, but I wanted Xbox One because I wanted to play with more friends, because all my friends are going to Xbox One.
I remember 1 year on Christmas the same thing happened to me, but with Titanfall.
It is such a good game, you guys should get it.
I want Titanfall 2. I'm probably gonna get an Xbox One for Christmas.
The storyline on it is so good. It's so sad. It's a short storyline, but it's so sad. Like you know when you get like a attachment to your character when you play, and then like And like, you guys remember Modern Warfare 2 where Soap dies?
No, Ghost, when Ghost
dies. Oh, Ghost dies, my bad. Soap dies in Modern Warfare 3.
That was so sad.
I was like, it makes you just want to cry. It's a it's like, ugh.
All right, so this is back on the Wii topic. The Wii, like, Olympic sports or whatever with, like, Mario, Luigi, and all them. You could do, like, Olympic games. That was so much fun. I'd play that for hours till my arms would burn out because I'd, like, move them so fast. It'd be ridiculous.
Do you remember whenever, like, the Kinect came out and you had all, like, the sports and stuff that you'd play with the Kinect, like, Wipeout and stuff like that? Like, I was playing Wipeout one time, and my friend, like, we wrapped him up in a blanket, and he started jumping around, and he fell and hit his head on his desk and got a concussion.
That's crazy.
All right, guys. This has been Jay in the Morning. Looks like we're running out of time here. We got a next show coming up here in a little bit, so stay tuned. We'll be back again, I'm sure, but thank you for tuning in, and have a nice day, everybody.